Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning and welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Wednesday, August 26, 2026. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. You'll get to hear Kyle Shanahan react to Jed York's arrest in a minute, but first, we begin with the injury report. Yesterday was the final practice of training camp, and thank God, because the team was without 23 players. Nick Bosa, Mike Evans, Jacob Cowing, Upton Stout, Dominic Pooney, Curtis Rourke, Robert Jones, Austin Pleasance, Romello Height, Nick Martin, Renardo Green, Jalen Graham, Wesley Grimes, Grayson Halton, Luke Gifford, Kyle Juszczyk, Brett Taugh, Christian Kirk, Malik Mustafa, Fadarian Lowe, and Nate Hobbs. George Kittle continued to practice but followed a similar game plan as Sunday. He did individual drills and pads, but nothing in team periods. Please, for the love of God, just get us to the regular season. As for Kyle Shanahan, as you would expect, he was asked about Jed York.
Obviously, it's a very tough situation. I mean, views for the organization going forward are is the same as usual. I mean, there won't be any difference in that. But I know it's extremely fresh. I think it's a very, very personal situation. I got a lot of respect for Jed. I got a lot of respect for Danielle. Their family does mean a lot to me. So I'm like, you know, with it being this personal, I'm trying as hard as I can to keep it that way.
I'm not really sure what else Kyle Shanahan could have said. It's a little bit different from him, obviously, because he knows Jed York. He spent time with Jed. He spent time with Jed's soon-to-be ex-wife, Danielle. This is a much more personal situation to Kyle Shanahan than it is to you or me. I think he said the right thing, quite honestly. As for what Jed's situation might mean for the football team, Kyle did not mince words.
As the coach, does it have an effect on us as a team? And that's what I continue to answer on from a football standpoint. It has no effect on us. I mean, as far as what we do day to day, what we talk about, and hasn't been mentioned in a meeting today, it doesn't have to do with what happens on the field. Everything outside of there, I think you guys can judge that better than me.
Obviously, it was a little bit of a distraction yesterday, but overall, Kyle's right. It's embarrassing for everyone associated with the 49ers, coaches, players, but it doesn't affect the football, right? It doesn't affect how they practice, how they game plan, how they train, how they recover their bodies, any of that stuff. So as embarrassing as it is, that's sort of all it is. And that's a good thing because the 49ers have enough problems on the field as it is. You heard all the injuries. Kyle Shanahan also gave a Nick Bosa update yesterday.
He's doing good, hoping that he can get into practice next week, and we'll see how those 3 days go after the mandatory 3 days off.
Bosa and Evans have to be major question marks right now. Nick has barely practiced, and Mike Evans has already had multiple injuries, and they haven't even started playing yet. The good news, if there is any, is that Kyle said he hopes to get Nick Bosa, Mike Evans, Upton Stout, and Jacob Cowing back next week. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Wednesday, Jed has apparently moved to a house owned by his parents in Ohio and registered to vote there. If you want the full details, click the link in the description. One thing to watch, the Niners roster is going to see some juggling soon. There's a walkthrough today. Obviously, they have the final preseason game on Thursday. And then they have to trim the roster to 53 by Sunday. And with so many guys hurt, there's going to be a lot of tough decisions. We could see a lot of transactions in the days to come. One thing you might have missed, could Kyle Shanahan stop calling plays? Yesterday, Kyle said that Clay Kubiak is going to call plays in the preseason finale. That's not a shock. That's what has happened for the past couple seasons. But when he was asked if he would call plays in the week one game against the Rams, Kyle said, quote, most likely. Now, maybe that was just gamesmanship, but it was still kind of surprising because, remember, in the past, Kyle has said coaching without calling plays is boring, yet he didn't totally confirm he would do it in week one? Kind of weird. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Click the bell so you know when we're live, which is every single weekday. Plus, don't forget to subscribe to the Standard Issue. Our brand new newsletter comes out every Saturday morning. It's a 5-minute read, super quick, updates you on the week that was and the week to come. It is 100% free, and the link to sign up is in the description. Enjoy your Wednesday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera.
Where are all the interns I told to come and say nice things about me?
This has been another 49ers Gold Standard podcast production, part of the Odyssey Podcast Network.